confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, you know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, we have not pulled any punches on one of the real plagues of our society right now. And I am glad that we are not the only voice that is out there talking about it. In fact, there needs to be a rising of many voices to fight what we're going to talk about here for the next few minutes. I just want to read a piece of my next guest's current piece in The Washington Times. He says, in addition to pumping our nation's youth with hormone pills and puberty blockers, many medical professionals and associations are endorsing irreversible surgeries as preferred treatment. We are seeing a concerning rise in children receiving mastectomies, ovarectomies, uterine extirpations, penile displacements, and other things, all under the guise of gender-affirming care. And he says this is something that is it's really unaccepted in a lot of other parts of the world, but for some reason, the U.S. has this very, very lax policy as it pertains to this. His name is Jack Brewer, former NFL player, and now chair of the Center for Opportunity with the American First Policy Institute. Jack, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a while, but you're very, very concerned about this, and I'm curious because one of the things I've seen in the voices that are speaking up about it, there are several women's groups, actually, that this, the Independent Women's Forum, has been doing a great job. But I have not seen a bolder voice from particularly the church. And I'm curious as to your thoughts as to why this is not being discussed as boldly as it should be in places where we really have no problem opposing it.
You know, it really is. It's sad. But I think as a church, you know, this is an issue that is so far away from the reality, right? Most people that attend church would never even imagine taking their kids in to be castrated and mutilated in the ways that we're seeing kids be mutilated now. And so I think it's just one of those things that's just so far away and just, you know, it's almost like unbelievable. You guys, you can't even imagine putting your child through something like this and then to do it, you know, in this created reality of righteousness that they've created. It's really sad. But, once dealing with the fatherless crisis in our nation and understanding the vulnerable children that we have in our society, you know, that's what really led me here. You know, you start looking at the majority of kids that are getting this type of care, that are getting this type of treatment, you know, don't have strong alpha dads in their life. They don't have masculine people in their life. And that's really at the root cause of all of this. You know, we got a society now that we've watered down and we pushed feminism for so long and really just emboldened and empowered, only kind of the female perspective in our society. And it's caused confusion. It's caused chaos. This is serious stuff.
Well, you also say in the same piece, and it's a great piece, by the way, friends. You need to go over to the Washington Times and read it. But you say the U.S. has the most permissive laws surrounding these treatments, these transgender treatments, of any Western nation. And what the majority of these children need is treatment for real mental disorders. The vast majority of kids that are on these transitioning paths are people that have hurt in their life that come from elsewhere. These people that are doing this, it's not really because they're doing it for the welfare of the child. It's for other motives, but it sure doesn't seem to be helping those, and especially those that are wanting to come back from the transition.
No, it's a manipulation, man, and manipulation is witchcraft. And if you see it happening on every other aspect of society where good has become evil and evil has become good, you know, freedom now is being spoke about as, you know, your ability to choose right from wrong or whatever you want to do, but there's no basis there. There's no morality there. So if you don't have basic morality that says, hey, I believe that God created man and woman, then you can go where we're going now as a nation. When you break that down and get away from that fundamental understanding that God created us, man and woman, once you get away from that, you can have all of this manipulation, and that's exactly what's happening. And so now we're actually giving people that have mental illness, you know, we're taking their mental illness and we've given them leverage to be able to promote and actually be encouraged, inspired, and awarded. I mean, they're awarding people for coming out and saying, hey, I want to. I'm a man, but I want to become a woman. You will win awards, and you will get better jobs. You will get raises. You will get placed on boards if you make that decision. And so, someone with a mental health issue now has no motivation to get treatment or help because they can actually
especially
get more accomplishments by not.
Especially early on, because like I said, that love bombing is just something that a lot of the kids particularly are embracing because they're so hungry for it. Mutilating children for wokeism's sake will have dire consequences is the name of Jack Brewer's piece at the Washington Times. Again, he's with the America First Policy Institute, heading up their Center for Opportunity, doing a great job. Jack Brewer, thank you for being with us.
Yes, God bless you, sir.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.